Thank you, Pastor Jason. And we are beginning in our circle of prayer today. Draw the Circle is the campaign that we're going to be entering into. And you're going to see tonight, Pastor Karsten also will be speaking about prayer as we're talking about from heaven to earth tonight at 6 o'clock in the mix at six. And so I want to encourage you, if you haven't made it a habit of coming into the mix, we have the mix at six every Lord's Day for us to be able to go deeper and to reach higher. That's the purpose for that service. And so we're starting our Draw the Circle campaign. And it's really interesting to me that our campaign runs this week of prayer that we're beginning this New Year's with. It runs from 7 to 11. Everybody say 7-11. Now, every time you see a 7-11 store, I want you to think 11-7. Everybody say 11-7. I think it's kind of nifty because Monday to Thursday, we're going to be meeting from 7 to 10, but it's the week of 7-11. We'll be meeting every night from 7 to 8 in the chapel. So that starts tomorrow. And so we want to invite you on this first week of the new year. And then on Friday, we're having our first 11-7 of the year. And that is on the 11th on Friday night. And that's going to be taking place right here in the sanctuary. And we have a list of about 80 people that have participated in our all-night prayer meetings. And this is the reason that we're doing this at the beginning of this year. And we do the week of prayer at the beginning of every new year, but we do these 11-7s a few times a year. Here's why. Jesus said, there are certain things that only come when we pray and when we fast. How many of you are here and you have some needs that you'd like to see God move in your life or in your families or in the lives of those that you love? Well, do you know what? There's some certain things that are only going to happen as we draw near to God in prayer. And so that's what we're doing. Today I'm going to be speaking about praying, and I'm speaking about that word push. Everybody please say push. Say that once again. And one more time. And I want to take each letter in this word, and I want to talk to you about pray. The first letter in that word, P. Pray. Jesus prayed, and the disciples saw how he prayed, and so they asked him a question. They said, Lord, would you teach us to pray? And as we're walking into this week of prayer, as we are drawing the circle, and today, as you have an opportunity in this new year to sign up for a life group, as you have that opportunity following the service today and next week, you're drawing near to God in this place of prayer. So the disciples saw the life of Jesus and they said, Lord, would you teach us to pray just like John taught his disciples to pray? And then he gave what's known as the Lord's Prayer, could perhaps better be called the disciples' prayer, but I think we know it, so why don't we just say that prayer together? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And so they said, Lord, teach us to pray. And this is the pattern, if you will, that Jesus told us that we should pray. Now, it's not a prayer just to be repeated without thought. Nor is this a prayer that Jesus gave to us so that we wouldn't pray in any other way, because Jesus tells us to come to him and to ask him for things. And we're going to discover that this morning as we talk about push, pray. But right after this, Jesus said, then teaching them more about prayer, he used this story. So still in answer to the question of Lord, teach us to pray. And I love this picture. This frog is simply not going to give up and become this stork's lunch. It's not going to happen. Because eventually, the stork's going to need to breathe. When that stork opens its mouth to take a breath, that frog is gone. And when Jesus taught us about prayer, it says, teaching them more about prayer, he then used this story. Now, you can find this story in the Blue Pew Bibles on page 793. If you don't have an NLT, that's the version that we use. So we'll just be on the same page as we're teaching every week. So I want you to turn in your Blue Pew Bibles to page 793. Or if you have an NLT, please turn to Luke chapter 11. And let's stand together as we read this story that Jesus went on to explain more about the place of prayer. Let's stand as we hear from the Word of God this morning and look at this story that many of us are familiar with, but we really want to be reminded as we start this week of prayer. And so why don't you read this out loud with me? Let's read this together in concert. Luke chapter 11, beginning at verse 5. Are you ready? If so, say yes. Here we go. Together. Then, teaching them more about prayer, he used this story. Suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight, wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread. You say to him, "A friend of mine has just arrived for a visit, and I have nothing for him to eat." And suppose he calls out from his bedroom, "Don't bother me. The door is locked for the night, and my family and I are all in bed. I can't help you. But I tell you this, though he won't do it for friendship's sake, if you keep knocking long enough, he will get up and give you whatever you need because of your shameless persistence. And so I tell you, keep on asking, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. You fathers, if your children ask for a fish, do you give them a snake instead? Or if they ask for an egg, do you give them a scorpion? Of course not. So if you sinful people know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And so, Father, as we stand on the brink of this brand new year, just like your disciples, we'd say, Lord, teach us to pray. God, as we stand as people of faith, we'd say, Lord, I want to know more about prayer. And so we've heard this prayer model that you've given to us. And now as we look at this story, now as we stand at the beginning of this week of prayer and the beginning of this prayer campaign, Draw the Circle, God, would you draw us in? You're drawing us nearer. You're calling us closer. I pray even right now that you would bring us to that place. And Lord, take us to a new place, for we ask it in Jesus' name. And everyone said together, please be seated. So as we talk about pray, this is our way of communicating with the Father. It's our way of not only speaking to God, it's our way of having God speak to us. And so we see that this story tells us a few things. First of all, it says that God will supply us with all that we need. Suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread. Now, 2 things I want you to see about this story. It's a friend's house. It's not a stranger's house. This is somebody that you have relationship with. And so the story, Jesus is talking to us and he's drawing a parallel between what we would expect out of our human friends and how that God will treat us. And what Jesus is helping us to understand is that in as much as a friend would help us, God will help us even more, much more. And so he's using that lesser example of a good friend to help us to have an understanding of how the great God wants to enter into our lives and be a part of our lives. Suppose you went to a friend's house at midnight. Now, I want to say something about the midnight hour. All of us are going to have them. You may not be in a midnight hour right now, but maybe you are. Maybe you are in a midnight hour where things look dark. Maybe you are in a midnight hour where you wonder how things are going to go. And all of us are going to experience midnight hours in our marathon of faith. So there's a friend's house, and Jesus is drawing this example. There's midnight hours and wanting to borrow 3 loaves of bread. God's promise is this. As we say, give us today our daily bread, or give us this day. Everybody please say this day. God's not asking us to think about tomorrow. Doesn't mean he doesn't want us to plan. But God wants us to trust him for today. God wants us to have provision for today. And God's promise, he'll supply us with all that we need. You remember in the Old Testament that God gave them manna every day so that their needs would be met. And there were people that went out every day and they collected the manna so that they could have their daily sustenance provided for. And then some smart people said, oh, I don't like going out every day. I'm going to collect for 2 and 3 days. And do you remember what happened to that manna? That manna went, it went bad. It went rotten. And so God wants us to have this daily relationship with him because he wants to supply us with all that we need. And the truth is this, without him, we have absolutely nothing. When God brings us either personally into these midnight hours, or when God brings other people into our pathway that he wants us to minister to, without that connection, we have absolutely nothing. A friend of mine has just arrived for a visit, and I have nothing. Everybody say nothing. We've got nothing, friends. Listen, if we're not connected to the vine Christ Jesus, we've got nothing. If we don't maintain that connection with the vine Christ, we have nothing to give to them. If we're not connected to that vine Christ Jesus, we will find ourselves having that sense of God not being with us when God has promised that he will never leave us and he'll never, ever forsake us. If you believe that on this New Year's Sunday morning, would you say amen? Amen. And so when we understand what Jesus is teaching us, first of all, about pray, we understand then that today God calls us near. And at the beginning of this new year, God's calling your name. On this first Sunday of the new year, God has plans for you. In your bulletin, you'll see that there's a scripture text that we've printed there. Isaiah 43:19, for I'm about to do something new. God's calling your name. God is about to do something new in your life, but will you respond? Will you draw near? See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. Isaiah 43:19. And so God is calling your name. God is calling you near. God is calling us nearer as a congregation. God is calling us into a deeper place with him together. And as we come into that deeper place together, that's why we have these life group leaders. We have these life group leaders at the beginning of a new year standing here serving. That's why when you leave today, there's a table that you're going to see in the auditorium. It's there this Sunday. It's there next Sunday. It's an invitation. It's an invitation to come and to experience what God is doing in not only you, but in this group and in this congregation as we serve him together. He calls us near. You remember that this story, the man went to a friend's house. Here's what God said. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you slaves because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you are my friends since I have told you everything the Father has told me. And if you look at that chapter in John chapter 15, Jesus talks to us about the amazing experience that we have as children of God, where God has grafted us into the vine Christ Jesus, where he has called us his children. I think of that chorus, who am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Who am I that you are thinking of me? How you love me. It's amazing. I am a friend of God. And this is what Jesus is saying. As we abide in him, as we abide in Christ, God calls us near, not so that we'll just survive, not so that we'll kind of hold the fort until we get to heaven. God calls us near so that not only that we'll bear fruit, but listen, God wants us to bear much fruit. If you believe it, say amen. He wants us to bear much fruit. Because Jesus said, when you bear much fruit, my Father is glorified. So I have great news for you. God wants you to bear much fruit this year. And here's the thing about spiritual fruit. Now, in the natural, we understand that fruit only bears for a season. How many like fresh strawberries? Fresh blueberries? I mean, fresh fruit is amazing. And I love strawberries and blueberries. I know, here in Alberta we have some wild blueberries, but where I grew up in Northern Ontario, we have wild blueberries everywhere. And I mean, the only problem with me going and picking blueberries is I eat so many that I kind of can get sick on the picking, you know. But God wants us to bear much fruit. Now here's the thing. In the natural, it only happens at a certain season, at harvest time. But God calls us to bear fruit in every season of our lives, even in the winter seasons, because we're connected to Jesus. So Jesus tells us this story about how we are to push on, P, pray. And then the second letter, U, pray until. Everyone please say until. And suppose he calls out from his bedroom. Suppose. Now, just think about this on the earthly level. If this is your friend, if this is somebody that you have relationship with, If this is somebody that you love and somebody that loves you, if you knock on their door, they're not going to say this. But suppose he calls out to you from his bedroom, "Don't bother me. The door is locked for the night, and my family and I are all in bed. I can't help you." Well, let's be honest. Most friends wouldn't do that. Like most earthly friends, they would say, "Oh, I know you. You're my friend. We have a relationship. I'm going to get up. Yeah, I'll be quiet. But what do you need? Okay, I've got some in the fridge. I'll open the cupboard." You see, Jesus is telling us now, as he's teaching us more about prayer, pray until. And here's the point. God would never call out and say, "Don't bother me." Now, here's the reality. If a friend were to come to you 3,000 times a day and ask for the same thing, you'd say, "Enough already." And it would be a little bit irritating if somebody came every day, because you only have a capacity so much as a human being. But do you know what God does with our prayers? Do you know what our prayers are like? The more that we pray, the more that we lift prayers to God, the more that we pray until, they're like perfume. They don't bother him at all. They're right by his throne of grace. Every prayer that you pray is a sweet perfume. God would never say, "Don't bother me." Not only that, God's door is never locked. God's door is never shut. The door is always open. And by the way, you are in God's family. And so pray until. I don't quite understand why it is when we're praying as best as we know according to the will of God. When we're having a request that as best as we know is within the will of the Father, I don't understand why it doesn't get answered this week, next month, next year. I don't understand why sometimes it even takes years before that answer comes. But all that I know is that Jesus tells us that we are to pray until, and I've got good news for you. God has given you unlimited access through Jesus Christ. Now, does anybody here have a cell phone? Anybody have a cell phone or a smart thing? Anybody have a phone plan? Phone plan? Okay. Anybody here ever sign a contract to a phone plan? And they said, "It's only going to cost you this much." And then what happened, you see, is you went over your limit, right? And what happened when you went over your limit? You had to pay more. Yeah. Well, I got good news for you. Jesus paid it all. When it comes to praying until, when it comes to having this open access, Jesus paid it all. God has given you unlimited access through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And the story says this, "But I tell you this, though he won't do it for friendship's sake on the human level," this is the story to teach us to keep praying until, to keep on going, not to give up. "Though he won't do it for friendship's sake, if you keep knocking long enough, he will get up and he will give you whatever you need because of your shameless persistence." And so here's what God is saying about prayer in our lives. Here's what God is saying to us at the beginning of a new year as we as a congregation draw the circle of prayer around our lives individually and as a church. He's saying, "You keep on praying until." "Oh, I know you've been praying and your prayers are sweet to me. You keep on praying until. I know you're praying and you've asked me before, but you keep on asking me. Keep on praying until, because this never bothers me. Keep on persisting. You've got unlimited access. Not only that, but God has given you unmerited acceptance by his grace. He's given you unmerited acceptance. And this is what the writer of the Hebrews tells us to do. Let us come boldly. Would you please say boldly? And circle that in your notes. God wants you to come boldly. Earlier in the service today, I asked you if you had a need, and almost every hand went up. And the ones that didn't go up, you know that you have a need too. I've got good news for you. At the end of this message, we're going to pray right here for these needs on this first Sunday of a brand new year, because God wants us to come boldly. He doesn't want us to be shy. Let us come boldly to the throne of grace. When we come to this throne of our gracious God, this is what's going to happen. As you keep on praying until, you're going to receive his mercy. You're never going to be, you know, spanked. You're never going to be put, you're going to receive God's mercy. And you're going to find grace. You know what grace is? That's God's riches at Christ's expense. And you know what that mercy and grace are going to do for you? Every time you pray, when you pray until, you're going to find the help when you need it the most. So I've got great news for you. If you're looking to find help this morning, you're in the right place and you're at the right time. All you need to do is open up your life fully to him and see what he will do in this new year. God has given you unmerited acceptance by his grace. Now that word boldly in the Greek means an outspokenness. And the good news is this, that when you come to God through Jesus Christ, God hears your prayers. The God of all creation hears your prayers. And the God of all creation works through your life to accomplish his purposes. That's what Jesus, in that prayer that he told us to pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's an outspokenness. It's a frankness. It's a bluntness, a publicity. It's an assurance that you can freely come. You can have a boldness of speech because you're a daughter of the king, because you're a son of the king. It's coming to God with confidence because of what Jesus Christ has done. God hears your prayers so you can keep on praying and pray until, in the S in the letter, pray until something. Pray until something. Now, I think most of us who are God's children, we think we know what God is going to do. And I would say this, most of the times we're right. When we look at God's word, when we submit our lives to his will, most of the times we know what the Lord is going to do. We don't know when, but most of the times we know what he's going to do, and most of the times we're right. But there are some times when we're praying a prayer and God doesn't answer it the way that we thought he might, or it takes too long. This is what Jesus tells us to do. I tell you, keep on asking, and you'll receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be opened to you. Pray until something. Pray until something. Now, there are some prayers where we've thought that we've been praying according to the express will of God. We've thought that we've prayed according to the express purpose of God. We've agreed with one another in prayer, and what we've prayed for didn't happen. In fact, the opposite happened. And those are the times when we just have to, as God's children, say, you are Lord. You are my Lord, and I stand under your sovereign purpose, and God will give us his grace. But pray until something happens. I love the fact that God promises that as we do this, God promises that this is for everyone in Christ Jesus. Everyone. God does not discriminate. This is for every one of you that come to him through Jesus Christ. You have this unmerited favor. You have this unlimited access to God. And you can receive his promises. Look, for everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks and keeps on seeking finds. And to everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. And here's the promise. God will give you times of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. God will take your brokenness and he'll make it into his blessing. God will take you when you find yourself in the desert, and he will provide for you streams in the desert. God's promises, as something happens in your life, are for each and every one of you. And I'll tell you what Jesus expects of us. Jesus expects us to come to him with everything. Now, the Bible tells us he already knows. You can ask me for anything, Jesus said, in my name, and I'll do it so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name and I will do it. There's a tremendous promise to us as children of God when we come to the Father and we are free to ask for anything in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, even though God knows, he knows how many hairs are on your head. He knows how many hairs are not on your head. He knows all things, but he still wants us to come. He still wants us to be asking. He still wants us to be praying until something. And I'll tell you something, as we walk this journey as children of God, do you know what happens? We express the Father's will as we grow in grace. You see, understand, God's will is not going to change for our lives. We're not going to ask, if we want something outside of the will of God, we can pray a million times and it's not going to happen. I mean, God won't give it to us. We may pursue it. But God's will is not going to change. We're the ones that are going to change. When we pray until something, as we express this kind of faith in our loving and living Christ, we express the Father's will as we grow in grace. And then we are confident that he hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases him. And since we know that he hears us when we make our requests, we also know he will give us what we ask for. Pray until something. And I'll tell you something. Do you know what would be the greatest thing that could happen to me this year? That I become more like Jesus Christ. Nothing greater. There's nothing greater that can happen in my life. And we express the Father's will as we grow in grace. Pray until something in the last letter happens. Pray until something happens. And here's the story. So then, if you sinful fathers, if you sinful people, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more? Would you please say how much more? How much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him and keep on asking him? To those who seek for him and keep on seeking? To those who knock and keep on knocking? Pray until something happens. I'll tell you something. This is why we're having this 7-11, and I thought it was so cute. You know, Monday is 7 to 11. Well, this verse in Matthew is 7-11. I like that. So our week of prayer is going from 7 to 11, and it's ending with an 11-7 on Friday night. Pray until something happens. I'm so thankful for the works that God has accomplished in and through your lives this year individually. I'm so thankful for people who've come to know the Lord, who've been baptized, who've been filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm so glad for household salvations, children that have come to know the Lord. I'm so thankful for what we've been able to do throughout not only this land, but through the whole mission field as the gospel of Jesus Christ has extended to the very ends of the earth. But I'll tell you something, until Jesus Christ comes, there's a lot more that needs to happen if you believe it. Amen. So pray until something happens, because Christ wants all of us to know God's pleasure. Now, sometimes, to be truthful, I want to know my pleasure. Sometimes I want to pray for something that I want. And when I do that, this is what happens to me. And even when you ask, you don't get it. So I might pray. I can pray using Jesus' name. I can pray 1,000 times. I can even fast and pray, but you don't get it because your motives are wrong. You want only what will give you pleasure. God, I want a new job. I don't like my boss. God, I want a better car. In fact, I want a Cadillac. No, I want a Mercedes. No, I want a Rolls Royce. I'm a king's kid. God, I don't ever want to have a cold again. In Jesus' name, I rebuke this cold. Listen, I mean, some people live like this. Folks, I'm not trying to be trite here. Some of these broken things in life, you know, colds and things. So, you know, there are some that preach a gospel. This is the gospel they preach. You'll be healthy and wealthy and wise, and you'll fall asleep in Jesus when you're 70. I don't know where they found that, but they didn't find it in the Bible. All of us go through challenges. All of us go through tough times. All of us go through tough seasons. And so, you know what we need to be asking? What Jesus told us to ask for. Father, thy kingdom come. Father, thy will be done. And do you remember Jesus saying, if you want to be my disciple, you're going to have to pick up your cross every day. You do remember. And so every day that God gives to us in 2:19, if you want the will of God to be done, you're going to have to pick up your cross. And here's the neat thing. The more that we do that, the more that we grow in grace, the more that we'll know God's good pleasure. There was a nun who died when she was only 24 years old, and this is what she said. I have everything that I want because I've asked for everything that God wants to give me. And may God align our hearts and align our lives in such a way that we will find ourselves living in this life in the overflow. Because here's what God will help us to do. Even when we're in the desert, the Holy Spirit will help us to persevere. You see, the big question in this story is, what are you asking for? Because the application that Jesus gave is you can ask and seek and knock. You can keep on asking, keep on seeking, and keep on knocking. And then he says this, how much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit? How much more will the Father pour out the Holy Spirit in you and through you to accomplish his purposes? And even when we're in the desert place, the Holy Spirit will help us to persevere. The writer to Romans put it like this, love each other. Well, I said there's nothing better that could happen in my life than I become more like Jesus Christ. I'll tell you what, church, there's nothing better that could happen in our lives during this beginning of the new year, during this spiritual growth campaign, during these next 40 days. There's nothing better that could happen in our lives as a church that we would love each other with genuine affection deeper. Nothing better. And take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard. I love this. You see, it's not all up to God. We need to work too. As we come into alignment with him. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Oh, and be patient in trouble. When you're in trouble, be patient and keep on praying. Here's the promise. God's going to be with you even when you're in the desert place. God's going to see you through. I love that other chorus. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place. When I walk in the wilderness, blessed be your name, Lord. And as we sit at the brink of this new year, this is what I want to end with. I want to end with saying this. In Jesus Christ, all things are possible. All things are possible to those who believe. Jesus said, have faith in God. I tell you, you can pray for anything. And if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours. But when you're praying, first, forgive anybody. Let's pray together, please. Would you bow with me in a word of prayer? Thank you, Lord, for a brand new year. Thank you, Father, that your promises for us are rich and true once again. Lord, you're calling us to pray. You're calling us to pray until. You're calling us to pray until something happens. And Father, I ask for just a new openness to come upon all of our hearts to your good and your perfect and your pleasing will. I'm so thankful for the board members that serve along with me here at SPA and serve this congregation. And I'm asking them to come. They're going to receive from Pastor Karsten some vials of anointing oil. And we're going to pray until something happens right now. And I want to encourage you in just a moment to begin to come and to keep asking and seeking and knocking, because God loves it when you do that. And as we're in this spirit of prayer right now, Jesus said, anything is possible. You can ask me for anything, but first forgive if there's anybody. You know, if there's anybody you need to forgive at the beginning of a new year, can I ask you in Jesus' name? Can I ask you in the name of Jesus just right even now to say, I'm going to forgive them, Lord. It might have been a family member. It could have been a close friend. Could have been somebody in the body of Christ, but it's just impeding your faith. It's impeding your walk with God. First forgive. And I thank God that we have this promise. Are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray. Pray until something happens. Are any of you happy? You should sing praises. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church. And we're going to anoint you today with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer offered in faith is going to heal the sick. And the Lord's going to make you well. Oh, and by the way, if you've committed any sins, by the way, we've all committed sins. If you've committed any sins, you're going to be forgiven. So come on. James says this. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so you will be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Elijah was as human as we are, and yet when he prayed earnestly that no rain would fall, none fell for 3.5 years. Then when he prayed again, do you see that? 3.5 years of desert? But what did he do? He prayed again. Do you remember the story? 3.5 years of desert, and he prayed again. God told him to pray. And how many times did he pray? Once, twice, three, four, five, six, no, seven times. Seven times represents completion. Earlier I said, do you have a need that you have in your heart today? You have a need for healing, you come. You have a need in your family, you come. You have a need for somebody that needs to know Jesus, you come. This is the place of believing faith. Let's stand, and as we sing, come and be anointed. We're going to agree with you in the place of prayer today.
Darkness turns to light. As we pray, the will of God and man align. With one voice we lift our hands to say, we only trust in Jesus' name. Lord of mercy, hear this prayer we raise. Open, let Not ours, but your will be done, Father, as we pray to you. As we pray, the blind are given sight. As we pray, the heart of God and man unite.
With one voice we lift our hands to say,
we only trust in Jesus' name. Lord of mercy, hear this prayer we raise. Let heaven's gates be open. Let words of life be spoken. Not ours, but your will be done, Father, as we pray to you. Forgiveness, bring healing and repentance, for only you can save us, Father, as we pray to you. We lift one voice to one God for one cause. Let all may know you, one voice to one God, to one cause. That all may know you, one voice to one God, to one cause. That all may know your love. Let heaven's gates be open. Let words of life be spoken. Not ours, but your will be done, Father, as we pray to you. Bring healing and forgiveness. Bring healing and repentance. For only you can save us, Father, as we pray.
Let's lift our hands to the Lord right here. In the congregation, I want you to lift your hands to the Lord and let's begin to intercede. Father, I want to thank you today that we stand on the brink of a brand new year. And Lord, we have stepped forward. Some of us stepping forward with needs that are so much bigger than we are. But Lord, we remember that all things are possible to those who believe. And so Lord, now right now, we believe, but also we receive, Lord. We're going to keep on asking. We're going to keep on praying until something happens. Can we say that together? We're going to keep on praying until something happens. Again, we're going to keep on praying until something happens. And so, Father, right now, we release your answers in the strong name of Jesus. We keep on asking. We know that we're going to receive. We keep on knocking. We know that the door is going to be opened. Lord, we want to thank you today that healing is the children's bread. And so, Father, right now, we receive healing. There's some that aren't standing here this morning, but it doesn't matter because you're right there where they are. And now we speak healing upon them, spirit, soul, and body. We thank you, Lord, that your word promises that if that same spirit that raised Christ Jesus from the dead dwells in these mortal bodies, that he will quicken. And so right now, in the name of Jesus, we receive quickening right here in this house. But we receive quickening, Lord, for those that are on our heart because we've lifted them to you. We've given them to you. And so right now, Spirit of the living God, you're ministering to them. We want to thank you for the greatest miracle of all. There is some family salvation the battle is being waged and won right now as we stand here. Lord, there are some family salvations that are taking place. There are some prodigal sons and there are some prodigal daughters that are coming home in the name of Jesus Christ. The enemy has tried to take them away. The enemy has tried to drag them down. But right now, they are coming home in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're just going to keep on asking. We're not going to stop bringing their names before you. We're not going to stop bringing their need before you. We're going to keep on seeking. God, we're going to pray until something happens. We thank you, Lord, that you've placed us in this new year. And God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for what you're doing in the life of everybody that's here. I want to thank you for what you're doing in the life of everybody that's listening to this on our webpage right now. They weren't here today, but you're listening to this on the web today. This is what you're doing. For I'm about to do something new. See? I've already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers. Everybody, please say rivers in the dry wasteland. Only God can do that. Only God can do that. And here's our response. I will praise you with all of my heart. I will praise you with all of my strength. All my strength, I will seek you. I will seek you all of my days. All of my days, I will follow. I will follow all of your ways. All your ways, and I will give you all my worship. I will give you all. You alone are worthy of my praise. Now, Pastor Jason and I are going to sing together, and I want you to answer us really loud, but make it your affirmation. It says, I will bow down. Can we have those words right up there, please? I will bow down. Thank you. I will bow down.
I will bow down.
Hail you as King.
And hail you as King.
I will serve you.
I will serve you.
Give you everything. Give you everything. I will lift up.
I will lift up.
My eyes to your throne.
My eyes to your throne.
Trust you.
I will trust you.
I'll trust you alone. Trust everybody together, and I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone, I long to worship. You alone are worthy. I will give you all. I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise. Now as we do this, as we individually do this, as we pray until something happens, as we keep on asking, keep on seeking, and keep on knocking, as we push, as we do this, this is what Jesus says to you. Everyone, please say everyone, who believes in me will do the things that I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask me for, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You can ask me for anything, and I will do it. That's the promise at the beginning of this new year, friends. That's what we're standing on. That's what we're agreeing with. Now, we're going to sing one more song before we leave, but before we do that, I want all of our small group leaders to go to their tables in the auditorium, please. Just get ready, all of our small group leaders. Now, as you're leaving today, remember, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we're starting our week of prayer, 7 to 8. And then on Friday, we're having our 11-7. I want to invite you. I want you to call you to come and to pray with us. After we sing this song, we're going to be dismissed. Tonight, the mix at 6, Pastor Karsten is preaching from heaven to earth on prayer. And I want to encourage you, would you sign up for a life group in this new year? And remember now, my life is in you. So what I'd like you to do is just go like this with me. And let's declare this today. Let's sing it out.
My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. It's in you. Oh, it's in you. Yeah. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. It's in you. Oh, it's in you. I'll praise you with all of my life.
Yes, Lord.
I will praise you with all of my strength, with all of my life, with all of my strength, all of my hope, it's in you, yeah. And my life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. And my hope is in you, Lord. It's in you. Oh, it's in you. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. And my hope is in you, Lord. It's in you. It's in you. I will praise you with all of my life. Yeah. I will praise you with all of my strength, with all of my life, with all of my strength, all of my hope, it's in you. And my life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. And my hope is in you, Lord. It's in you. Oh, it's in you. My life is in you, Lord. My strength is in you, Lord. My hope is in you, Lord. It's in you. 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 Amen. Amen.
And I pray you're encouraged today in Jesus' name. Thanks for being here on this Lord's Day. Life group registration. Take some time and sign up for one. Tonight, Pastor Karsten speaking in the week of prayer this week. Have a great Lord's Day. Thank you for being here today.